The Game 2 edition of the Bottom Line Bombs on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100 times in NBA, MLB, MMA, NHL, golf, and more. Sign up today on UnderdogFantasy.com using promo code BOMBS to get 100% deposit match. And with that, we are here. We're doing it. We're doing it live. We're doing it remotely. We're hitting theme songs. We're going with this. Oh, boy, welcome to the Bottom Line Bobs. I am your host, CJ Sullivan, the man in the box, the bet detective, the laddie daddy himself, coming up close with this camera right in my face. Here's a remote bomb for you on Earth Day. I was going to... Oh, boy, that's a shocker. Every time, that's a shocker. Anyway, I am your host, Beth Tech. I'm here. It is Monday, April 22nd. I am performing to you on the road. I am in Chicago right now. I was just in Milwaukee for the weekend. Had a great time performing up there at the Laughing Tap for... finding to make new degenerate friends up there in Wisconsin. And one of my favorite things to do when you're in Wisconsin is leave Wisconsin and you take the train down to Chicago. That's what I did. Took the train down to Chicago. I am now here for a couple of days. Then I hit Winnipeg for the week. We got a lot of big. The man in the box is on the road. But we're still delivering bottom line bombs today. Today we have game twos to get into. We gave out the series bombs last week. Off to a rough start, but we have game twos of NBA, NHL. This is the best time. This is the best time when the hockey playoffs and the basketball playoffs intertwine. And, of course, we have a man in the box segment at the end that we can get into. Maybe a conclusion to the Ghost Doctor. I left you with a teaser, cliffhanger, whatever you want to call it. On last show, people were saying they can't wait to hear the conclusion. I hope I get to it and remember it. Anyway. Like I said, I took the train from Milwaukee to Chicago. One of the best rides you could get in this country is that Amtrak train from Chicago to Milwaukee. It's an hour and a half. It's nothing. You could sit there. You could do whatever you want. $24. If that, not even, you can get on there without a ticket. It doesn't matter. This is what I love about this train and the Amtrak train. They want it to believe like it's a flight. You know what I mean? You get the ticket online before, and there's no need to get a ticket before online. They're not selling out of these train tickets. They do the whole thing with the luggage. One thing's got to weigh 50. Shut up. No, it doesn't. There's no such thing. Unless, you know, you're carrying it yourselves. No one's helping you carry. So you're not going to throw it on anyone's back. My luggage could weigh 1,000 pounds and your train will be fine with it. You're a freight. That's what you are. No one. They're not checking bags. You could have a dead body in your luggage. Whatever. God bless you for showing up and giving them money, they say. What? Drugs, guns, bring it on. Who cares? You're not going through any x-rays. Put it on the train, they say. They say. When I went to buy a ticket, $24. You know how they, and the plane tickets, they try to make you nervous. Like, do you want to protect it with insurance? That's what they do. Protect your flight with insurance for $40 more. Recommended in parentheses by us. So you can give us $40 more. I never do it. I always risk it. Risk it with the biscuit. But it makes you feel anxious. The train one, they want me if I protected it. I'm not lying. The upgrade to protect it was $1. You want a ticket for $24? Okay. Now, do you want to protect it? That makes it $25 total. one extra dollar. You know what, Amtrak? No, I don't. Fuck you. What are you going to do? What could possibly go wrong where I need you insure it for the dollar? Well, you get a full refund if it gets canceled. If a train ride gets canceled, I doubt I'll be on the next one. Something very bad happened if an Amtrak train gets canceled. Like, there was an attack on our nation, or, you know, a track got derailed. Something horrible happened. If the 5 o'clock's canceled, the 7 o'clock's not going to be on time. I'll just say that. So, no, I'll keep my dollar. Thank you very much, Amtrak. Captain Insano, welcome to the chat room. Says, don't know that we are, don't they know where the generals will gamble at anything? Gamble with the luggage. You're goddamn right we will. You could play dice. Speaking of gambling, you could do dice in the aisles. You can play, you can do bowling, whatever you want. You can have guns on there. It doesn't matter. And the tickets itself, like, okay, you buy the ticket. They don't check. I mean, whatever. You go on there, you sit there, it's great. You have Wi-Fi, you have the whole booth to yourself. And then they come and check your ticket halfway down in the ride, like an hour into it. As ML says, he's seen people hide in the bathroom on Amtrak. Listen, I get it. Because you get on the train, it takes off, and then halfway down the road, the guy's, okay, show the engineer, show the conductor your ticket. And I get it. Hide from the bathroom, the Amtrak. That's pretty smart. I'm just like, go ahead. I tell them sometimes straight up, I don't have a ticket. What are you going to do? Throw me off this thing? It doesn't go backwards. I love when they come, okay, ticket, please. My ticket? That was like 2 hours ago. I have no idea where that thing could be. I lose receipts on me immediately. I was like, I don't know. If you want some paper, I gave them a receipt to, like, Applebee's that I had earlier. This isn't a ticket. This is a receipt from the Cheese Castle. Yep, I know. That's what it is. What are you gonna do? Well, nothing, I guess. This doesn't go backwards. We can't back it up, and we can't throw you off because that'd be murder. I guess we just give you a certificate for another Amtrak ride. Who knows? But I paid for it. I let him scan it. He has the hat. He's got the outfit on. They have the little flipboard, you know. It did stop for a delay. That was weird. I don't know if you've ever been on a train where it delays. They said it was because there was a switch up above that was, like, wrong or something, which is kind of scary to think about. Then they said one time I was the one where we were like, yeah, there's some cows on the track. So we got attention riders. We're going to have to stop and wait for the cows to get off track. And, that's when we're all agreed. We're like, oh, really? Okay. All right. Okay. There's a cow on the track. Okay. Well, this is a suggestion just from the back. We're not in a quiet car here or anything, but, have you thought about plowing through those motherfuckers? Have you thought about that? Because, you know, we'll win this battle. We're a train. We're a skyscraper with wheels. We will blast through anything that's on a track. First of all, if it's on the railroad track, it wants to be there. It knows what's coming. Who are we to play God or Kevorkian here and tell someone to get off the railroad track? They know they've been around. Listen, they want to die. Let's grant them that wish and plow through. We almost commandeered that thing. We had a good mind to go up there, 9/11 style. But you have a bad scene. Can you imagine doing this on a plane? Any plane delay, like, you're mad, but you're like, okay, we get it. Train delay, I'm like, fuck that. I didn't pay $9 to wait 15 minutes. Let's go through this shit. Let's go up to the front. Take over that conductor and what is it, a lever? You push the lever forward? Is that the move? How hard could it be to operate a train, to conduct it? You're on one road that's built for you. There's not supposed to be traffic on. There's no traffic on a train. That's the whole point of a train. It's a road built for us. Haven't you seen the Coors Light ads? We can go through anything. We blast through mountains, for Christ's sakes. We can handle a few cows. Oh, man. I'm getting away from myself here. But it was a fun ride. I'm just saying. The Amtrak's a fun ride here. And, of course, I should just pause for a second here to tell you that the NFL Draft is this week in the Sports Gambling Podcast. As you covered all week with NFL Draft props, mock drafts, and our NFL Draft Watch Party. Tune in Thursday night on the Sports Gambling Podcast YouTube page and hang out with the guys for the best NFL Draft Watch Party out there. And I might be popping in there, giving a little Philadelphia Eagles representation later on. I don't know. I'll be traveling around. I'll be able to pop in. I was going to do an entire Bet Detective from the watch party because I have a lot of cases on these players, but I'm not going to be able to make that. But I'll pop in there. You'll see me there, one or not. Anyway, where was I? Talking about that train from Wisconsin. I should stop talking about it. It was great. Whatever. The train, I love that train. So fun. And Wisconsin itself. A lot of great people. Well, great weekend up there in Milwaukee, one of my favorite cities. Even though Milwaukee's a city, Wisconsin, it's still Wisconsin, and they're very polite. Extremely polite. They're almost like they're fucking with me. That's how polite they are, you know? I kept talking about the cheese curds. Oh, you got to have the cheese curds. You'll love them. Like, really? I like them? Like, oh, yeah, look at you. You'll love them. Like, hey. I mean, I did, but come on. Jesus, let me find that out on my own, for crying out loud. Oh, we had the best cheese curds. Yeah, you do have the best cheese curds, Wisconsin, but you know why? No one else is making them. You're the only competition. There's no competition. You're the only one in contention. You're number one ranked through 100 in cheese curds. They're good. I'm not saying they're not good. You have all the dairy and you have the shiny plastic cheese, but yeah, no one else is trying to make cheese curds. Just you. Fish says he's Euro trash here. Euro, call yourself Euro trash, but we appreciate it. We appreciate all C Generous putting themselves down. Is it true that most Amtrak's no longer have dining cars? That is true. They barely have a quiet car, Fish. The cross country ones I do believe have dining cars. Europe has a step up on us with trains. American is not big on trains, which is a major flaw in this country. We are cowboys, independent, you know, the independent cars. We became car. It's basically the auto industry when this country is developing. They would build roads, but they wouldn't build. I mean, there's just not enough trains. I mean, obviously, America's a huge, huge country land-wise, but yeah, it's not good for the environment. But everyone has to have we have a fucking, 300 million people and about a billion cars. Very nice for the environment. Yeah, it's one of the biggest black eyes this country has is its lack of trains, period. I will say this, though, in America's defense. If people like their individuals and cars, they were blah, 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 blah. But the train ride itself, the Amtrak, if you ever take a cross-country train like an Amtrak, that's with the dining cars and the whole thing, you're saying, Feach. You think it's going to be a romantic thing like that. Oh, there's going to be a caper going on in there or something like this movie, you know, fucking French Connection or whatever. And it gets old pretty quickly. After a couple states in like 18 hours, and you're like, oh, this thing's not going any faster, is it? This thing's going at a steady 30 miles an hour, and it's not going to go any quicker. And there's a lot of corn out there and a lot of fields. There's not a lot to look at, not a lot of beautiful ruins once you get to the middle of America. And it takes weeks to get anywhere, but it is better for the environment. But I love that ride. You could get, I mean, you can get blasted. You can do whatever. You could do whatever you want. You could fucking bring in, use your over container as a case of beer if you want. Who knows? Anyway. All right. Let's get into the show. I should probably do an ad read too. Let me talk to you about Underdog Fantasy real quick before we get into an entire train episode, which I can. That's how much I love that train ride from Milwaukee to Chicago. The NBA playoffs are here, and Underdog Fantasy wants to make it a lot more interesting. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Play your pick'em game, simple, selecting higher or lower on a player's stats like points, rebounds, assists, and so much more. Make entries of basketball or mix and match across your favorite sports. You can win up to 100 times your money. It's a lot of fun. Underdog's available in 30 states, including California, Texas, and even Canada. Go to underdogfantasy.com. Use the code BOMBS. That's my code, BOMBS. Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy promo code BOMBS. Help me out. Help me out with the rest of these monsters on this network. Love them all. Sean and Kramer, but Jesus, do they have to get everything? Can't the man in the box get a little nibble of something? A little something thrown back his way? Anyway, here I'll do the share. I'll share the screen here. Let's pull out an Underdog Fantasy for tonight, because there are game twos tonight. I want to go over some game twos for Monday, and a couple on Wednesday. Let me see. Should I share the old screen? Is that how this works? Is that how they want me to do? Let me see. Let me do that. I probably should have looked into how to do this before I. Oh, here we go. Nope. Share screen. And boom. There we go. Look at this. We're sharing the screen. All right. Let's take a look. What can we do here? Now, we have a couple game twos tonight. Let's go to that Philly-Knicks game. Crying out loud. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Although, I think Orlando and Cleveland are in Orlando's trouble. Here we go. Joel Embiid. Higher or lower than 30.5 points? I think this is a no doubt about her. Well, I mean, how can you trust him? He's injured. His body's not supposed to do this. I think we might see the end of Joel Embiid right here. So we'll go lower, Joel Embiid. And they have Jalen Brunson, who had a horrible game one. OG Anunoby, you have Tobias Harris, Mitchell Robinson, Kyle Lowry. Look at all these guys. Let's go with Dante DiVincenzo, the Italian, the villain of Italian, Dante DiVincenzo. How about higher for 4.5 first quarter points? Let's do that. The reason why I'm not going to do, we're going to do Dante DiVincenzo, 4.5 higher first quarter, Joel Embiid lower 30.5. Put that in there. I'll even put in there. That's Pepe's 3-1. Bingo, bango. $20 will win you 60. Let's do it. Confirm it. And there we go. Picks are in. See generates. Now use code BOMBS. All right, that's enough of that. Let's stop sharing the screen. Did we stop sharing the screen? Did we ever share the screen? Did it work? I thought I did. I don't know if I did or not. Oh, I was supposed to add it to the stage. Oh, man, I'm sorry. Let me go back to that. Let me show you my picks. I mean, how do we do this? I should just forget it. You know what? Who cares? You heard me explain it. That's enough of that. It's removed. Get out of here. You heard enough, boys. And gals. There's some gals out there. I keep hearing. Oh, yeah, stop sharing. Let's just stop sharing. Anyway, yeah, let's talk about that game, the Knicks-Sixers game. First of all, the NBA game one, all home teams won. They went 8-0. The only one it didn't cover was the Thunder last night, in the only good games of the weekend. They won by 2 over the Pelicans. Everyone else was all, I mean, I don't know if they're adjusting enough for home court. home court teams are just trashing these teams. It's so weird. I think a lot of it, because obviously the fans get more of a fervor, and that just intimidates the fuck out of these referees. Because there is referee home teams do get better calls, obviously. And it's not because the refs want to do it. It's just because it's the pressure of 20,000 maniacs screaming for your fucking death threat. So, and you saw in the Sixers-Knicks game, before Embiid got hurt, people grabbing his shirt, knocking him out of bounds. You see that one play when they're grabbing his shirt. They hacked him coming up, and then the ball goes out of bounds. They give the ball to Philly. And then Thibodeau challenges it, and he wins because technically it did go out on Embiid, but he got fouled five times. See, that's what I hate about the replay. It gets rid of that rule where the refs are like, listen, I'm not going to call a foul there. I'm just going to give it, you know, but it's your ball. But it's not his ball. It went out on him. I know it went out on him, but he also got fouled. So what would you rather have, the foul or, you know, the ball? Well, but now that you can replay it but not replay for fouls for some dumb reason, you can be a real jerk about it. And that's how the Knicks were. They were being real jerks about it. Well, since you missed four foul calls, can we at least have the ball? Anyway, how about that Joel Embiid play in general? That was the most Joel Embiid play of them all. He's playing the first, he plays all the first quarter. They dominate the Knicks. And he sits for half the second quarter. They're immediately losing. Then Embiid comes back in there, pulls within three. He throws it off the glass, dunks it. Place, you know, bench is going nuts. And then he crumples to the ground and his knee collapses again. And he's got that look on his face, which is right above my shoulder. That's his look. Oh, God. Here's the 45th time I'm hurt for the playoffs. I think they should just shut him down for next year's playoffs. Why even finish this series out with him? Who cares? He's not going to make it through the playoffs. He can't even dunk. I like what they're blaming him for it. Well, that's what he gets for trying to dunk. Well, what do you want him to do? He's a 7'3" fucking monster out there. Nah, you can't risk it by trying to dunk the ball. Like he's some uncle at a barbecue who's like, I'll show you, I still got it. You know, give me that ball. Whoa, and like throw his back out or something. He's the MVP. Yeah, he's gonna try to dunk. Yeah, you shouldn't get off the ground. Don't risk it. Just man, those Knicks fans, though, I do not like them at all. But they are rowdy. It's a tough place to play. They haven't won 50 fucking 60 years, whatever the hell it is. And they're fooled every year. They're fooled every year. They think they're going to do something. And this team, granted, they are one of the better teams they've had. But they still don't have superstars. You could tell that, like, if Embiid was healthy, they would have won. If Embiid's healthy, the series, they're going to win. But he's not. You can just tell he's just not healthy. He's just not going to do it. So we are going to take the Knicks here, minus the six, game two. Tyrese Maxey is also sick. He's questionable. He'll play, but when do you start throwing those illnesses out there? Embiid needs a week and a half in between games. I wouldn't even play him tonight. Like, he didn't get game one. Oh, well. Wait for him to be at home. Stretch it out. Pick a game maybe next year. One Olympic game. We'll take the Knicks minus. Even though we have a lot of Philly futures on the series and to get to the Eastern Conference Finals, but it didn't look good. I thought Embiid would be okay, but he's not. It's not a good sign if you can't dunk the basketball. If you're too afraid to jump up in the air, which is a big part of basketball, jumping and landing. The jump land, crucial to basketball. That shouldn't be risky behavior on a court. Anyway, it'll be at least an interesting series. You have two obnoxious fan bases, two very loud fan bases. Kelly Oubre, who's becoming a nice little villain. The Knicks love that. Knicks love their low rent, their fucking low stakes villains. Trey Young's, Kelly Oubre. Kelly Oubre is now their villain. Because he said, I like the Celebrity Rose. They give him $100,000 seats and they pretend like they care about the game. He's just doing jokes. Ben Stiller had a great reaction. He joked back with his, like, a Zoolander comment? Like, I don't think you think we care as much as you think we do. Whatever it was. It was funny. It's Ben Stiller. Then Turtle got in on the business, tweeting like, "We were there for every year. I don't think the Philly fans were there for the process." Like, first of all, Jerry Ferreira, he said celebrities, front row, get your fucking Turtle ass out of here. And that's what they hear. They're so corny. They're so delusional. They're normally cynical New York fans that are intelligent in different facets of the world. But when it comes to the Knicks, they're so fucking delusional, obnoxious. They haven't won in about 150 years. But I have a feeling they're going to win now. And no one even mentions these injuries. I look like fucking Stephen A., who's an obnoxious Knicks fan, during halftime, like, "We're doing our thing." No, the story is Joel Embiid got hurt. He was healthy and crushing. Then he got hurt, and then you won. That's the story. Everyone sees it. Oh yeah, yeah, you can't just mention these things and not mention the one thing that matters. In the NBA, that's the only thing that matters, is if your superstar is healthy. And home court, apparently. All right, so we're taking the Knicks. Minus a six, unfortunately. Even though I think Philly's a better team. I think Tyrese Maxey is just as good as Jalen Brunson. People don't want to hear that, though. Jalen Brunson, by the way, he's getting annoying, too. He's got like a James Harden, peak Harden-type flopping when he gets contact. Like, he does a stop start, which that Villanova shit, lean in, all they do is look for contact, and who knows what a fucking foul is. It's just people just touching shit like that. It's just like grazing. They call fouls at anything. Feach Lamana says, "My favorite Knicks celebrity fan is Michael Rappaport. Ditched it for the Nets, and their big three immediately broke up." Hilarious. Rappaport's on the one of those celebrities on the verge of like Randy Quaid almost, where like he's kind of going crazy. And every time you see a post by Rappaport, you're like, okay, is this the one where he loses his mind 100%? Like, he does some rants from like video rants. He still has it together a little bit. And he's always had that kind of weird personality to him. But you can tell it's not going to end too well for Michael Rappaport. I'm rooting for him, though. I see him around. He goes to comedy clubs, too. He does, like, stand-up. He's just one of those guys, like, yeah, just put a mic in front of him. Do what he's got to do. Ronnie Pasco, hope you're having a wonderful Earth Day, CJ. Thank you very much, Ronnie Pasco, DJ Ronnie Pasco. Yes, get out there on Earth Day. Fuck a tree. Do something. Is that what you do? You help a tree? I don't know how that works. One thing I'll say this about the Knicks fans and the celebrity Knicks fans. They have like a suite up there where all the celebrities go, and you know, they get their free drinks and dinners or whatever food, and they hang out there before they go down to their seats for like, you know, a quarter, and then they go back up to the suites because they're not going to sit there and watch the game for four quarters. You know, they're not like even Spike Lee, Tracy Morgan, I guess maybe, but you know, the cast of Mamma Mia. It's not watching all the game down there, is what I'm trying to say. But they have a suite for them to go in and out, and it's free for all these celebrities. They just ask, and give them these free seats, too. They just ask, just do something for the Knicks, like whatever it is you do, a little promo thing. Like Spike Lee did a little short film, and Woody Allen, before he just jettisoned to France, wouldn't do it. He's like, "Yeah, no, I'm not doing it. Just do a 5-minute short or something." He goes, "Yeah, I'm not going to do it. We're going to take it away from you." He goes, "All right." He's like, "You're right. You should. I'm still not doing it." And it's weird when Woody Allen has more morale. When he has a better, higher morality standard than you, that means you're a bad organization. That's the thing with the Knicks. Superstars don't go there. Jalen Brunson's great. I have nothing against Jalen Brunson. I mean, all those Villanova players. But they never get a huge superstar, not since Patrick Ewing. I mean, I guess you can say Carmelo, but he was traded there, and then he signed for $50 million because everyone hates James Dolan that much. Their owner is such a piece of shit. I love organizations like that where, like, everyone wants him to sell it just because he's horrible at his job, even though he loves his team. Like Dan Snyder with the Washington Commanders finally had to sell it just because everyone just hated him so much. James Dolan and his band. Builder of the Sphere, by the way, with the fish, with the band Fish playing. You know, DJ Ronnie Pascoe might be checking one of those shows out. All right, what are we doing? Oh, man, this show's going late. You know what it was? It was all that damn train talk I had going on early on. And cheese, and Wisconsin cheese. All right, so what do we have? We have Knicks minus six. We gave that. Denver Lakers is also tonight. We're going to take Denver there again. I can't wait for this sweep to be over with. Just so everyone who said you've got to fight, beat the Pelicans, so you, because you don't want to avoid any of that smoke, realize, oh boy, we made a mistake. The game one was the one game to get the Nuggets. AD played great. LeBron played great. Nuggets barely even knew the game started. And then they're like, oh, okay, what's going on? This is the playoffs? All right, well, I guess we'll go win this by 12. Now the Nuggets know what's happening, it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse before it gets better. Give me the Nuggets minus seven at home in the altitude. LeBron and AD, you get AD to back-to-back games, and you know, just a one day off, that's not good. Bomb the I love the Nuggets tonight. Bomb it minus seven. Now, I want to mix and match here. Bottom line trains. That's right, Pasco. I'm going to mix and match here a little bit. I have NHL behind me and NBA. We got some hockey. We got some ice and some hardwood. Some hoops and sticks. Hoops and sticks. You don't know anything about the man in the box here, the bet detective. I'm an expert when it comes to white guys with sticks, hockey, golf. Not an expert, but, you know, I like finding value in it. In the NHL, last year we got real hot with our ice dog system. Hockey's a nonsensical sport. It's hilarious. Most of the lines are puck-ems. A lot of mucking and grinding. My theory in the hockey playoffs is it's tough to go up. It's hard to go up 2-0. It very rarely happens. So I play the dog blindly. Just play the dogs in hockey. Game one. And if they lose, come back game two. They'll be at plus money either way. You get a small profit if they, you know, lose game one, win game two. If they win game one, then you shut it down. You're done for the series. Get out. Get out of Dodge. Other than that, stop trying to figure out hockey, because you're not. It's a fucking piece of frozen rubber flying around at 100,000 miles an hour. It's great. It's entertaining. Hockey playoffs is awesome. Very intense. Now, oddly, most of the game ones, the home team won. That rarely, rarely happens where they all won so far, actually. There's still two more game ones tonight. I believe it's... was it tonight? Vegas, Dallas, and Kings Edmonton play tonight for game one. So you can still get on that system there. And what's great, C-Generates, is we can hop right in on game two and go for that. We have a more. So we're going to go with the Islanders. See, Jerry Ferrer, Turtle should be he should be a fucking Islander fan. No one thinks you're a damn Knick fan. You deserve with the Nassau or Long Island. Let me see what the hockey lineup is tonight. Yeah, there's four games tonight. So Maple Leafs, Bruins, we'll take them at Toronto at plus 120. They got smoked by Boston. This is a perfect time to come back and hit Toronto on that. A team that scores a lot of points, a lot of pucks, a lot of biscuits in the baskets with Austin Matthews. Islanders plus 205. The system doesn't work for huge dogs usually, but we're going to do it anyway. What I didn't like about the game one in Islanders, Carolina, is Islanders did outplay Carolina, yet they lost 3-1. And that's like, ooh, they had their chance right there. But like I said, you can't start overthinking when it comes to hockey. All right. They curse a lot. They use a lot of curse, you know, swirly names, Jonesy, Bucksy, Roxy, you know. You can't start thinking when it comes to hockey. You just got to do it. Just got to bet the systems. So Vegas Golden Knights plus 123 and LA Kings plus 150. We're going to bomb those and go right into the ice dog system. Where's that bomb thing? Hold on a second. Hold your ear, C-Generates. It's coming. So that's just for tonight. That's for Monday night. Now, after the break, I will give you Tuesday and Wednesday bombs, mostly Tuesday, because this is evergreen. We want to do it, and I probably will be doing a Wednesday show anyway for an NFL draft special. It's going to be great. NFL draft prop bets, which is on Thursday. Again, there's the NFL draft watch party on the SGPN YouTube page. Make sure you check it out. I'll be in there, hopping in and out, even though I'm traveling. So I'll give out my shows on Wednesday. Because I'm live here right on the road from Chicago. And if you are in Chicago today listening live, somehow, if you're a degenerate here, I'll be doing a stand-up show at the Lincoln Lodge tonight, Monday, 8 o'clock. Wednesday, I'll be at the Comedy Bar if you're in Chicago. That's Wednesday, April 24th. Comedy Bar downtown or above Gino's East. Nothing better than eating deep dish pizza than watching comedy and being weighed down by 20 pounds. Anyway. let's see what we got here for shows. Actually, I think we're fucking locked in pretty much. You have the NBA contest, you have a Circus Survivor. All right, well, you know what? We're back here. I'll put the ads in later. I don't want to interrupt the flow that I got going on here. We're back. Watching on YouTube. If you're watching on YouTube, by the way, if you're watching on YouTube, hit the thumbs up button. Even if you don't like us, just pretend you like. And when I say us, I mean me, the vet detective, the man in the box. I'm only talking about me. There's no one helping me. It's just me and you guys in the comments helping me along. Make sure I don't lose my mind. Beach Lamani says, grab some Italian beef from JP Grisanio. Listen, I don't need food recommendations when it comes to Chicago, but I'll hit that up. You know what I am? I'm gonna hit that up. I've hit plenty of Italian beefs. I've gone off on Italian beefs here in Chicago. I used to live in Chicago a long time. Matter of fact, I used to do a show before we get into the Tuesday and Wednesday bombs. Visitors locker room. With my buddy Sean Flannery, who I'll be doing the show with tonight, and I also do the Blackout Diary show with the late great Pat Bryce, the legendary laddie chatty Pat Bryce. It was much like this, but other people. Comics impersonating sportscasters, not the other way around, and without all the gambling talk. But our first show was on an internet radio station downtown, and it was right by Mr. Beef, which is Orleans, Ontario, which is a great Italian beef place in Chicago. And that, I think, is what they focused the show The Bear around. Not Al's, Mr. Beef. Jay Leno once brought Mr. Beef on a Letterman, like, ate it, made it famous. And our show would end, like, at 3 or something, or 4. We had to, like, run over there to eat it, because they would close. They would close 3 or 4 o'clock, and they didn't care. They would fucking, I mean... They were like a trance record shop or something. They were open from like 10 to 3, no chairs, like 2 folding chairs. That's it. They didn't want you. That's why the show The Bear is ridiculous. It's a fine show. It's good and all. But they ask a lot. I already said they're so intense about it. They act like they went through Vietnam. You know, it's like, oh my God, yes, chef, we're in the fucking weeds. We're out of Chardonnay. What? Calm down. You're making an Italian beef sandwich. Nobody is on edge at those places to make beef sandwiches. If you're waiting, they don't give a fuck. They don't care. They don't want you there to begin with. They might be yelling because they're on coke. That's why the cooks are there, because they want drugs or they sell drugs. But they're not doing it for the... Let's do it for the bear. Let's all pitch in for the bear. They don't give a shit about the fucking restaurant or you, especially you. But anyway, I will go to some Italian beef from JP Graziano, and I'll tell him to baptize it. That's how you order. You get a sweet beef, you either get the sweet peppers or the hot peppers, you tell him how wet you want it. You want him to baptize it. That means you dip the whole damn thing in the tap of our juice. And you get that motherfucker dripping. Anyway, where were we? Steve Elridge. Sorry. Yeah, I am on the road. On the road, the Bombenheimer sound effect. It comes at you loud. I tried to, earlier on, I warned people. You're going to get another one coming up here. So we gave out a lot of those game two bombs. Now we got game two bombs for Tuesday. And this is what I was talking about with the hockey. Okay. Perfect setup. For the hockey ice bomb, the ice bomb dog system. If we didn't get it on game one, I might have lost a little on game one. It's okay. Now we got all these game twos coming in at a huge plus monies. We got the Capitals at plus 233 versus the Rangers. I mean, that's insane of a line. I know the Rangers are playing good, and they got the what's that kid's name? The 21-year-old who's got a fucking Empire State Building, I call him, or something. He's great. But a plus 233, I'm telling you, you just don't think about hockey. You don't do the analysis, oh, this team's better than here. He's got an injury report. It doesn't matter. They're going to go 1-1. That's what hockey is. So we're going to take all four dogs here for tomorrow night, Tuesday, April 23rd. This is my analysis. Hockey is a hilarious, hard, difficult sport where a piece of rubber flies around at 100,000 miles an hour. Pucks go one way, pucks go the other. So we're going to go Capitals plus 233. Tampa Bay Lightning, heart of a champion, versus Florida Panthers. See, I like Florida Panthers. I like all these teams to equal, go out. Plus 158. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. I want to see what this parlay hits. Let's see what this parlay hits for all four games on Tuesday to even the series at 1-1. To make it a puck'em through and through. Colorado Winnipeg, which is that was the most fun game so far of the weekend. 7-6 Winnipeg won. Winnipeg started out the season real hot. And at home, they were winning 2-1 games. Then they fell apart. And then they kind of rallied towards the last couple weeks of the season. And now they're pretty dangerous. But Colorado is one of the best teams in the league as well. So they are only minus 109. That's kind of that game's a legit puck'em. The odds are both either way. That over-under is only 6. How about a side note? Let's play the over. Are you kidding me? After watching that game, 7-6, there's 13 goals scored. If the under hits, the under hits. I'm not gonna be that idiot. Forget what you just saw. No, I'm not forgetting what I just saw. I just saw 13 fucking goals scored. I'm playing over 6. Matter of fact, let me do that isolation bomb right real quick. Winnipeg, Colorado, over a bomb. Hold your ears, C-Generates. Especially you, Eldridge. Here comes the bomb and high. There's Canucks. Predators are plus 145. There's no way Vancouver. Vancouver loves to fall apart. And they had a first home playoff game in forever. Their fans are going nuts. They won. And then all of a sudden, they think they're back, even though they haven't won in like 1,000 years. So I kind of love that one. I love the Preds to even that up. So that 14 parlay, oh, my God. That pays 39-1. 39-1 for four simple hockey teams to even the series up a 1-1. I don't know. I personally don't see how that doesn't hit. I can't believe I just gave you a free 39-1. I gave you the Reese Davis guarantee. That is risk-free investment. I'm going to give you four bomb. I'm going to give you four Bombenheimers for that. So hold your ears for the 39.5-1, or just play them all straight up. Even if we go 2-2, we're going to be plus money. That's the beauty of this. Bomb. Number three. Bomb. And number four. Bomb. Jeez. So real quickly to recap, that's Washington, Tampa Bay, Colorado, Nashville, Tuesday night. If it goes 2-2, we're making money. If it goes 1-3 and the Capitals are the team that wins, we're coming close to coming even. And why not sprinkle a 14 parlay for 39-1? I mean, geez Louise. You got to love these ice dog systems. We'll see what happens. I will say, usually this happens a lot on game one, and none of them happened on game one, even though there's two game ones tonight. Basketball Tuesdays, some game twos. Now, I just said home teams went 8-0. Home court advantage is pretty strong here in the NBA. But I do believe I kind of like all three road teams tomorrow, Tuesday. You have Phoenix, Minnesota. You have Minnesota feeling good about themselves. Minnesota's minus -3. Anthony Edwards talking shit to Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant's like, what? You know how much I don't care? I only care when people online talk shit about me. I don't care when basketball players. It doesn't motivate me at all. So I have a lean towards Phoenix plus +3, although they're hard to trust. Minnesota is feeling good about themselves. Pacers, Bucks. I do like the Pacers plus +1 because I like the Bucks feeling good about themselves after Doc Rivers. I mean, although Doc Rivers does love to blow a 3-1 series lead. Maybe we'll wait to get to that one. These are tough ones. Mavericks, the one I like the most is the Mavericks minus -2 versus Clippers. The Mavericks were the hottest team in the league. They got absolutely boat raced by James Harden and the Clippers and without Kawhi Leonard. Now, Kawhi Leonard will not be playing again in this game. James Harden, if you remember James Harden last year in Philly in the playoffs, when it was just him, he would put up an amazing game. Game one or whatever it was, you know. And then he would do, nothing the following game. Absolutely nothing. He would go from triple-double, 30 points to absolutely, you want me to show up again in the same series? Yeah. No, I'll tell you next week. So, of the three NBA games, I like the Mavericks minus -2 the most to make it even 1-1. I lean Phoenix and in the Pacers, but I'm more excited for the hockey. Let's do a bomb with the Mavericks. Hold your ears. Minus -2. Feet says he doesn't like the Pacers, but he likes Halliburton to have a monster game after that dud. Here's the thing with Halliburton. And he did have a dud of a game. And that was just a buzzsaw. That was almost like you could see that happening because everyone was counting the Milwaukee out already. No Giannis. They've been playing like terrible. So that's why I think Pacers do bounce back and get this game. But here's the thing with Halliburton. Since he got hurt, he's just not the same player. It's a shame because he was a monster all year. And then he got hurt, and he's averaging like less than 8 points than he did before the injury. That being said, he's still good. He will have a bounce back game. I definitely like the Pacers in that game, but it's a tough one. I think we almost wait till Doc gets up 3-1 before they blow that series lead. And then I don't know if Minnesota's mature enough to make that 2-0. I kind of like Phoenix there too, but those are definitely more leans. We're going to do the hockey bombs, and Mavericks is the main bomb there. So I still got that place. I like Pacers. I like Phoenix. I like Dallas. Bomb it all and bomb it all. Bomb it all to hell here in the Bombenheimer. Not to do an Israel-Iran thing, but they keep on bombing. Man, I forget how long that song is every time. And that was even for my Zippy News. But so let's recap before we get to the box. I gave out a lot. Huh? See, generates? You guys are... And a 39-1 parlay. For tonight, NBA, took Knicks minus -6, Denver minus -7. And we jump into the ice system with Toronto plus +119, Islanders plus +205, Vegas plus +123, Kings plus +150. All the dogs in the ice. But for Tuesday, we gave out 4 hockey bombs, all dogs. plus 233, plus 158, minus 109, plus 145. Nashville, Colorado, Tampa Bay, Capitals. Parlay together, that's 39-1. And that's just for four hockey teams to even the series of 1-1. I really like that. And like we said, if you play them straight up, which we will be doing, go 2-2, you're still plus money. That's still a profit. In the NBA, we love the Mavericks, and we lean Phoenix and Indiana. And we do hope Halliburton does have a monster game feech. Other than that, yeah, that's a lot. Like I said, it's playoff time. NBA, when the ice and the basketball, when it crossed in the round one, that's always fun. So now let's get into the box. Thank you. Thank you. And well, and thank you, everyone, of course, who joined us live on the YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to the Bottom Line Bombs feed on, you know, wherever you listen to your podcast, on Spotify, iTunes, whatever it is. Of course, the YouTube button. Hit the like. Hit the subscribe to that. I need all that. If you want to see me live, if you're in Chicago, Wednesday night, I'll be at the Comedy Bar downtown above Gino's East Pizza. It's a great little club run by some great people there. It is funny, though. There is Gino's East Deep Dish Pizza. Tonight, I'm at the Lincoln Lodge, if you're listening live here in Chicago. I have a bunch of degenerate friends there with me. But Wednesday at the Comedy Bar, it's funny because you eat deep dish, and you're out. You two slices, and that they're like bricks in your stomach. You're not doing it. You don't want to do anything. And the last thing you want to do is actively laugh at a show. Well, I hope they do when they see me Wednesday. And then I go to Winnipeg doing comedy all weekend long at Winnipeg starting Thursday night at Rumors Comedy Club. I'll be with TJ Miller. If any degenerates are up in Manitoba, I know it's in the middle of nowhere, Winnipeg. Winnipeg's a funny city because even Canada makes fun of it. You know, they're like the West Virginia of Canada. Like, oh, Winnipeg, shit, there's nothing to do here. We have nothing to do here. What do you got? You're Calgary, for crying out loud. I'm not to give Calgary any strays. I like Calgary as well. What are you, Thunder Bay? I know we have some Canadian degenerates, but none of Winnipeg. If you are in Winnipeg, come out this weekend. Anyway, point is, and also, of course, the NFL draft, first round draft party on the SGPN YouTube page. Make sure you watch that. I'll be popping in there. It'll be good times and all. And I will give out a draft special Bottom Line Bombs episode probably on Wednesday because I am traveling and give out some all the prop bombs. I love betting the draft. It makes it, I mean, we got to watch the draft anyway. It's a TV fucking. I think there are people like, how can you bet on the draft? How can you not bet on the draft? How else are you going to watch that thing? You think I care about these people's families and prison or are they all the same story? I'm like, God damn it, the suits and all that. Like, yeah, there's some funny meme moments, but, like, it's a nightmare to put in. Anyway, I'm doing a box about my own shows. I'm doing a ranting. I'm already angry about my own show. So, anyway, that's coming up. Thank you for everyone who tuned in for today's bumps. And now my man in the box thing. Before I get to the Ghost Doctor conclusion, which I don't even have the theme music for. That's the thing. We'll do it. Maybe I'll do a theme. Maybe I'll wrap up the Ghost Doctor on Thursday or Wednesday. I just said I was doing it Wednesday. I don't even know what I'm talking about. We'll see. Because I got to talk about the airplane situation. When I flew to Milwaukee last Friday. I'm in the 30th row. I have an aisle seat. It's packed. It's a full flight from Phoenix to Milwaukee. Connection with Phoenix. Early morning. It was early. Like my flight was at 6. So the second flight from Phoenix was probably like 8. It was quick turnaround. So I was barely awake. Because you know, you had to get to the airport, whatever. You'd wake up like at 4:30. Middle seat, all of a sudden I wasn't even paying attention. I had my head down and it's excuse me, sir, can I bribe you for the middle seat? I was like, what? I just looked up, and there's, like, this young kid. He's wearing a suit. He's got a tattoo in his neck. He's very eccentric. He's an influencer, I found out. He's with his buddy in a blue suit, like almost Dumb and Dumber style. they both weigh like 115 pounds. They're very eccentric. And I was like, what? They messed up my seating. Can I sit on the aisle? And I go to the bathroom a lot. I'll cash app you. He tried five different techniques, all one thing. He wanted me to sit in the middle seat and him in the aisle. And he pulled a Curb Your Enthusiasm. I go to the bathroom a lot, and I don't want to bother you. We're in the 30th row. The bathroom's right there. I was like, yeah, no, it won't be a bother. Are you sure? Because they messed up my seat. I'm that's horrible that they messed up your seat. But they didn't give it to me. And no. I don't even have Cash App. What am I gonna download that now? I don't have Venmo, but so right away, this is how we're starting. Yeah, no, I'm not sitting in the middle. Nobody wants that to happen. The guy at the window, you weigh 120 pounds. You belong in the middle anyway. So he's wearing a suit, like I said. I don't know why they're wearing suits, because they're influencers. Because he's like, his buddy's on the other aisle. He's talking across from me. My one tweet, he's got 4,000 new followers. 4,000 new followers just for that one tweet. I crank up that. Then he takes his suit jacket off. And he puts it on the chair in front of him. And taps. It's this older couple. I wouldn't say elderly, like middle-aged. Middle-aged to older. Excuse me, man. Mind if I hang up my jacket on your seat here? Like, what? This isn't a theater. This is a fucking plane. And the husband, as he spoke up, no, that's not going to work for us. He goes, fine. You don't have to be rude about it. Yes, you do. You do got to be rude because it's a rude question. I'm going to say, you don't got to be rude about it. I was just asking. No, you were asking an outrageous thing, just like you were asking me. The only reason why I wasn't rude about it because I couldn't even believe you were asking it, and I was still sleeping. No, you can't fucking. No, I'm not going to sit in the middle. No, you can't put your jacket up on someone else's seat. Plane seats are a nightmare to begin with. We can't even move our chair back 2 inches without causing an uproar and people. That whole debate, if you should move your seat back and if we should move it, which is exactly what the airlines want, by the way. They want us fighting amongst ourselves about how crammed they put us in these fucking planes. They don't treat us like humans. Yes, the seat goes back. The seat goes back just like there's an ashtray on the armrest because it's from a different era when you could recline your seat and not be in someone's lap. And you can smoke in there. Anyway, these guys were a trip. Then the plane lands, and I always say, we're a nation divided. Half of the country remains seated when the plane lands. The other half bum rushes the aisle like at the Travis Scott concert. And they're falling on top of each other. Where are you going? What is going on? Why are we standing up? And then they scooped you and they fucking sneak ahead of you a couple spots. You're not going anywhere. It's maddening. And I got a guy. When I land, I know everyone's just happy they're not going to go viral. Then I had a guy on the way back, like they try to talk to you once you land. What? No. What are you, a coward? No, we had an agreement. We just did a whole flight where we didn't talk to each other. Now you want to talk to me now that we landed? What do you want to learn during this 15 minutes? Is Milwaukee home for you? Fuck you. What are you talking about? No, you coward. I'd rather you try to talk to me off flight, because at least then, you know, I know you're crazy and you have courage. You're trying to be nice. I can respect that at least. I'm trying to do the human interaction thing, but not after we land. No, I'm not telling you my plans now. I've seen Taken. You want to split a cab because it's on holiday, as you Europeans say, feech, on holiday? Well, I'm just saying, you got to try the cheese curds while you're here. All right, with the cheese curds. We get it. I'll try it. I'll try it in the airport. I'll buy a Drink Wisconsinably t-shirt. They have those fucking t-shirts right in the airport. Drink Wisconsinably. Not a reassuring slogan. Drink Wisconsinably. It doesn't scream responsible or anything. It screams that DUIs are a misdemeanor in Wisconsin, which they are. It's like a jaywalking ticket. Anyway, that's going to do it for today's Bottom Line Bombs. I will conclude the Ghost Doctor on the next episode, or at least maybe when I get back to the studio. I know I left you on a teaser. I apologize, but I need the music for it. I need to get in the mood. Plus, there's so many hockey and hoop bombs that I gave you guys. Anyway, thank you, everyone who's in the chat room. Feach, Ronnie Pasco, Stevie Eldridge, Serial, ML, everybody, Captain Insano. Yeah, like I said, follow me on Instagram at CJ Sullivan Was Taken, or on X at CJ Sullivan _. Come to my show, Chicago Comedy Bar, Wednesday night, Winnipeg all weekend at Rumors with TJ Miller. It'll be a great time. And then, of course, watch the draft show this Thursday night. Now we'll have a Thursday bomb show for you. A lot of words coming out of my mouth, so I better play the music.